Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
What if I told you everything you know about the world is wrong? What if I told you that all the things you believe to be impossible, or in fact, very much possible?
Reality is not what you think it is. It is so much more complicated, fascinating, and above all, terrifying.
We are at the fringes of the Met.
And there's more than just dragons.
Connor, you make your way back with Harry Short. Harry Short is a significantly better woodsman than Cannonball. And you realize, so you've been maybe walking for half an hour, you realize you'd gone a total of 15 minutes from the vehicles. You get back to the vehicles, all the doors are still open and the lights are flashing on Long and Short's one.
Did I get the chance to talk to him during this time?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, just because I would have been like, so. Firstly, love... This is feeling a lot more efficient than last time with the Cannonball. I'm pretty sure we climbed over the same tree about four times. But I just wanted to ask you, have you seen anything strange around the area anytime in the last... I'll be straight with you. I'm pretty sure me and Cannonball saw a ghost today. And by pretty sure, I mean he put his hand through a person who wasn't there.
That's interesting.
For fuck's sake.
Did Cannonball agree that this is what happened?
Ah, shit. All right. Yes, he did see.
Okay. He said those exact words.
All right. No, he did. He saw the fucking. Okay. All right. Look. Yeah, I might be sad. Okay. Look. Have you ever heard any stories about a ghost or anything like that? Is that something you would have heard about?
I mean, I guess everyone's heard ghost stories, yeah.
Not, but like something that a bit more than that. Have you ever seen or heard anything? Is there any stories around here about some sort, I don't know, some, anyone who speaks Italian who might be a ghost, or anyone who speaks something else, I'm guessing like Latin or something, might be, I don't know, is there any?
I don't know any Latin ghosts. but I suppose there... Well, this is when you're talking about this last night over meals and whatnot. You saw some Italian immigrants or something by the lake.
You're not going to believe it.
Uh-huh.
But I've seen more foreign language ghosts since then. At the dam.
All right. I want to imagine you've gotten back to the vehicle.
Yeah, yeah. Because a lot of this has been like, trying to talk and climbing over things. Yeah.
And Harry is kind of looking around his vehicle, looking inside. And you can see he's kind of giving you half of his attention right now. You say that and he turns around and says, is this something that happens to you often?
Look,
or
I'll tell
you
what.
Is this a new phenomenon for you?
I'll tell you what, Mr. Shard, I've had some benders in my day, but I've never seen some ghosts walking around that you put your arms through. I'll tell you that right now.
All right. I thought you said they grabbed you.
That was yesterday. Okay, this is, we're mixing up our
so
ghosts
yesterday's
here.
Yesterday's ghosts grabbed you, today's you couldn't grab them.
Look.
Well, that just seems unfair.
To be honest, you're actually raising a much more valid point than I first thought of, because they were interacting with the water and everything. The ghost today was digging the ground. I know this sounds crazy. All right.
Yeah. I do.
All right, look, let's just find your partner and then we'll keep going. So, like, I don't want to distract him because I get that I'm not getting anywhere. So I'm helping. I'm looking around the truck as well, looking for anything.
Harry goes, pops the back of the vehicle open and starts rummaging about, and he turns back to you and he says, Tom took the gun. Why would Tom take the gun?
That's intriguing.
What have you seen since you got here? Did you see anything?
If I'd seen something, I probably would have led with that. I've not seen nothing. Yeah, you said, but the Italian ghosts, the ones you saw by the lake. You know about the cave-in, right?
Yeah, I heard, so.
Yeah. Well, that'd probably be related to the cave-in. People say ghosts around there.
Mr. Short.
Yeah.
You're starting to sound like you might be agreeing with me a little bit. Are you sure that's all you've heard about something like this?
No, don't, sorry. Don't, you were asking about tales. I'm telling you about tales.
Tell me some tales then, Mr. Shard.
You heard of the Bloody Mary?
No, I've had the drink a lot of times, let me tell you, but that's what you're talking about.
You look in a mirror and you say the name three times and then she comes out and grabs you.
Okay, yeah, I think I've heard that.
So Bloody Mary, her real name is Mary Wolf. Well, she was an Ohio, the real Mary Wolf was an Ohio local. So people, well, it's just a big popular tale around here, obviously. People like to see their own in the media. Anyway, yeah, just people like to expand upon tales and stuff like that. So the Mary Wolf, the Bloody Mary tale in Ohio is slightly more robust, I should say. He starts tracking. You can see that he's looking at the ground every now and then, and you can tell that he is tracking Tom and half talking to you at the same time.
Am I like, again, I think I've got enough empathy to realize, am I annoying things at this? Like, I want him to do his stuff. I'm kind of trying to be professional.
He seems like he's not having any trouble. He seems like a pretty confident woodsman. He seems like this conversation is like 10% of what he's doing right
okay,
now.
Okay, so I can keep talking to him while he does
sure,
all this.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Okay, then all right, well, what else? So Bloody Mary, why are you mentioning that? Is that something that you've heard more about? Is that the one? Is there any more stories around here?
Well, that's just the first one that came to mind, I suppose.
All right, well, you're full of fun facts, Mr. Short. I guess, like, I'm just following him while he's doing all this. I'm like, okay, how about this? We just saw some kids in the bush. You hear anything about this? Some kids, Halloween kids, are out there. They're walking towards the lake. I
haven't heard hide nor hair of any children.
You're giving me nothing, Mr. Short. I'll be honest with you. You're really making it hard for me to make any connections with any of this so far.
Sorry, I can't help you make connections. Well, no, out
I'm
of
saying
this.
That in my head. I'm not. So okay. I wouldn't be saying that. I'm not that rude. Okay. Well. All right. Well. I guess anything else? Have you heard any other paranormal stories outside of Miss Bloody Mary? Something about Helltown? Or this bloody bridge.
Well, yeah, there's a hell town. There's the old mining town or whatever it was.
Have you heard anything to do with the...
You hear, distantly, the sound of rumbling. At first, you're not sure what it is. Then you realize it's the sound of helicopters.
Oh.
Two helicopters fly overhead. You get a pretty decent look at both of them. They're just black, nondescript helicopters. You can tell, I won't make this a roll as well, you just looking at them, you can see that they are military helicopters. They're not like local news or any of those. You can kind of tell, at a vague appearance, you could tell a helicopter of a vague civilian design versus a vague military design. And you can tell that these are both military helicopters. They both fly overhead going north.
Is that a normal thing around here?
No, I don't know what that is. There's no military base anywhere nearby.
Do you know where they might be going?
Beyond north? No, not really. Now I'm starting to get a little worried. I hope this isn't nothing to do with what happened with Tom.
I'm sure he's all right. Well, what could possibly have happened to him that's going to need some military helicopters? Let's be real for a second.
Look, I just don't know what's wrong with him. I don't know if this is another... I don't know. Now you got me worried about ghosts, I suppose. Goddamn. Talking about Mary Wolf now.
Oh, no. I'm sure it was nothing. I'm sure it was nothing. It'll be all right. I'm turning to Gary for you now. I'm sure he's totally fine.
You ever play that game, did you?
I haven't myself, but I mean, I might give it a try when I get back to the...
Look
I'm
in the
kidding.
Mirror
I'm
say it three times or something like that.
Did you ever do it for yourself?
No, of course I didn't.
Turns out he's terrified.
He's just clever.
Well, you weren't until it wasn't clever until yesterday and we confirmed the existence of ghosts.
Yeah, that is true.
All right. Well, no, I'm sure he's totally fine. It's just like, is there anything? I mean, what I'm trying to make a connection. Yeah, no, I'm sure he's totally fine. Like, because we'll keep looking for him. Let's do his shout out.
Yeah, I would say maybe every now and then he has been calling out as you've been following a trail. Sometimes, actually, you could tell. You could see, like, a snapped branch or something like that, or a footprint. You can see what he's seeing. But it's like he's got fucking predator vision or something like that. He's a man with a fucking objective.
I am so fucked if this guy dies now.
Yeah, you're just in the middle of the woods. That's so funny.
You better not be getting in trouble. All right. So I guess I'm switching just to more trying to calm down Mr. Short now, because I feel bad for him. Like,
goddamn.
I'm sure he's totally fine. Like, I'm sure you've been in stuff like this before, right? He's probably
the
gone off before.
Fucking you bringing up the Bloody Mary.
No, the Bloody Mary. I mean, you said yourself it's not
he
even.
He says Bloody Mary, and then you hear echoing. It's like somehow the wind just catches it that specific time. And then Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary. A mist. Almost out of nowhere.
Oh,
begins.
Fuck off! Fuck off! Shut the fuck up! At what point does it just get annoying? Honestly.
A mist. Rolls out of nowhere. Suddenly, you're just knee-deep in thick mist as well. It looks like something out of a 1960s sci-fi. Like, it is simply too
smoke machine mist.
It's simply too smoke machine to be real. Some trees. What the fuck? You take one step and it feels like the forest peels before you. It feels more like a camera trick rather than something that's actually happening to you. A mansion. an old fashioned 1860s mansion sits there in the middle of the forest. Next to you, standing next to you, Harry Short just whispers, fuck. Cannonball. Mm-hmm. You continue to follow the noise.
Yeah. This is Gus Johnson, Forest Service. I'm here to help.
Oh, finally a success. You begin locating the voice. You can tell where it's coming from now. You come out to like a big vantage point where there's like a dip, the one that Harry must have been talking about. There's like a dip going down and then it comes back up in like a spur almost. Yeah. And the entire area is incredibly heavily muddy. You can see that, you can hear that this voice has been echoing through here.
Okay.
And you can see on the other side, after the dip, there is a building, a house. It looks like a hodgepodge. You know how someone can build a really big building in a forest? Does that make sense? Kind of like stacking it up, kind of like almost a farmstead.
Yeah, okay. Does it seem like, is this news to me that this building is here?
It's a very nice place.
Yeah.
You feel like you would know who owns this place, and you don't know anyone who owns this place. Technically, a house shouldn't even be here. This is a state park.
Yeah. The house is big enough that if somebody was going to build it, I would at least be aware of the construction materials because I've been here so long. I'd like to just stand on the like, kind of the lip of the...
You can hear it echoing and coming from the building.
All right, I heft the bag over my shoulder. Ain't typical. Time for a tactical slide, I guess. I'm going to shift my way down and then climb up the other bank.
What is your dexterity athletics?
It's not good. maybe it's all right. It's 4.
One success, it's a reroll. One success, that's fine. Mm. All right, you get muddy going down, but several points you're like, I could fall.
Yeah.
I could fall, and it looks like a bad fucking fall as well. You would definitely be hitting shit on the way down. But you managed to do a controlled descent down to the bottom, and now you're looking up at the building. Now that you get closer, it looks even more stately. You can tell that this is a very expensive-looking building. It's large. Mm. It's got it has 3 stories to it. And outside, you can see that there's like lawn furniture and stuff like that. And the lawn furniture looks expensive.
I'd like to make another occult roll to see if this this tracks with any particular sort of folklore I know about the town or any ghost stories. All right, I'd like to try and scramble up the opposing bank, get into the house.
You are significantly muddy. Standing in front of the building, finally, this close, you can tell that it is uncared for and has been for some time. The really expensive, probably marble and glass lawn furniture. Maybe there's a statue as well, a beautiful statue of like an angel in a water fountain. All of it looks uncared for. There's brackish water in the fountain. It's not on. There's vines and creepers crawling up all of the furniture. And you can see a set of double doors, beautiful but uncared for double doors, slightly ajar. And inside you hear a scream.
What make and model, like, how old do I think the house is architecturally?
Maybe like 17, 1800s.
Okay. So it could feasibly, the house could feasibly be real.
Yeah.
I'd like to push over the bird bath.
All right. No, it's not a bird bath. It's a fountain.
Okay.
Although actually, no, there's a lot of nice furniture here. There would be a bird bath that all you right. can push over. It hits the ground. Water spills out of it.
All right. All right. Then I'd like to go and casually, with very little fear, push open the two double doors.
You step inside. Inside, it's similar to outside in that there is a lot of very expensive looking furniture here. All of it looks disused. There's a layer of dust on most things. There's leaves scattered in the entryway from where they haven't been cleaned up from some time. The only thing that still looks pristine or still looks pleasant are picture frame paintings. There's many, many paintings covering the walls, an eclectic collection of different paintings.
I'd like to
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Virgin, my, I imagine I have like a park service jacket with like a brown fur collar or whatever.
Sure, yeah.
And I'd like to like sort of rustle around in there and pull out a notepad. I'd like to flip open the notepad. I like to imagine like the last entry was like 2002 or something.
Yeah.
And then I'd like to just sketch a little map of where I am in relation to the road and do a little cross where this house is.
All right.
And then I'll like put it back in and then I'll have a look at the picture frames.
Looking at these picture frames, these paintings, your memory is jogged.
Oh.
You're thinking the picture frames, you're thinking like construction materials, how did all of this come here? And you remember a tale called The Pirate of Delaware County.
Okay.
It's sometimes placed here in Ohio. There is a story around Winterset that a long, long, long time ago.
Yeah.
This back when Winterset was like a one street town.
Yeah, yeah.
A man came and he was dressed very strangely, flamboyantly. And people, he had like a, when he came to town, he had an oar over his shoulder. Oh. And people were like curious, but no one said much to him. And he walks out into the forest and one day comes back and he's like, I need to build a house and I need people to help me build the house. And he just starts producing money. Well, not money, sorry, gold. He pays in gold. He just starts producing it. He just has it. And then he pays for the best carpenters, the best materials, everything to come out to this remote location in Salt Fork and construct this manor.
Mm.
Over time, he starts getting paintings shipped in as well from somewhere out of state. No one's sure where these paintings come from, but all of them are beautiful and immaculate. And you remember in the tale, this is why it's called The Pirate of Delaware County. You remember in the tale that one of these paintings depicts the deck of a pirate ship.
Yeah.
And the deck of the pirate ship, it shows the captain at the oar, at the helm. Yeah, at the helm. And the captain of this pirate ship bared a shocking resemblance to the man who was having the house built.
Hmm.
You also remember there's something about a girl in this story, but you don't remember where it goes.
So this building.
Yeah.
In my history in Salt Fork and Winterset, in my younger days when I did more tramping through the woods or whatever.
Sure.
Never came across it.
No, this is not a ghost story.
Yeah, yeah.
You remember
yeah.
that. You're like, I don't think there
it's
are any ghosts.
Maybe a historical thing that happened.
Well,
or it's unclear.
Yeah, it's more of like one of those stories that people just tell. Yeah. It's like the sort of thing that someone might drunkenly say at you at a bar, but then if you looked it up, you would find no evidence of it.
Okay. All right. I'd like to ploddingly move towards the scream.
Oh, you can't hear it anymore now that you're in the house. It sounds like it stopped.
Was it coming from a specific location?
Was it
Or is it hard for me to tell?
Yeah, it just came from inside the house. There is, so before you, there are two doors on either side, wings of the house. There is a large archway before you, which you can see opens into some sort of maybe dining room.
Okay.
And then there are some swept stairs that lead up to the second floor.
Look, it's my due diligence to do at least a sweep of the place, so I'll start going room to room on the second floor.
Oh, so you head up to the...
Oh, sorry, on the bottom floor.
On the bottom floor? All right. Yeah. Do you want to go through that archway into the dining room first?
Yeah.
Once again, this is going to be true for most of the house, the walls are heavily papered almost with paintings, and there is lots of beautiful, well-made furniture, but all of it is covered in dust and disused for a long time. You can see another off to your left, another large archway, which leads to, from this dining room, leads to some sort of like fireplace.
Like a smoking room?
Yeah, like a smoking room. And then there's a door to your right, which you can tell leads to a kitchen.
Is there anything like in say the dining room, if I'm still in there, is there anything small that I could pick up and pocket?
Yeah, you could. The table is laden and set.
I'll pick up a small spoon, small silver spoon, and I'll put it in my pocket.
All right.
And then I'll head into the smoking room. I'll just kind of move room to room, calling out the whole time, but with less conviction.
Smoking room is the first time that you have encountered a room that is not papered with these paintings. There are two paintings only in this room, and they are massive. Mm. I mean, truly stupendously large. 5 meters by 10 meters large.
Mm-hmm.
One on either end with the fireplace in between them.
Yeah.
There is a painting of the deck of a ship, and there is the painting of a woman standing by the fireplace. The same fireplace that is in between the two paintings.
Does this jog my memory as to the woman's place in this story?
So you turn to look at the painting of the pirate ship, and you know that this is like... to a T, the exact description from the story.
Yeah.
And then you turn to look at the woman and you remember more of the tale. After a little while of this strange, mysterious figure who was maybe a pirate being around town, after the place is built, he starts becoming incredibly reclusive and people see him less and less and less until people just stop seeing him. And a little while after that, maybe years after that point, a woman starts showing up in town.
Mm-hmm.
She wears like a beautiful green gown with ruffles. She has dark brown hair and similar eyes. And people from her look, from her, anytime anyone speaks to her,
yeah,
she speaks with like a Spanish accent. People begin thinking or assuming that she is Spanish royalty. And people see that she travels to and from this house.
Okay.
You look at this painting, and once again, she is wearing, in the painting, she is wearing a green gown with ruffles. She has dark brown hair, similar eyes. And you see, maybe it's when you look away for a second, but it feels like the painting quivers a little bit. Movement.
I'll swivel back around, and then I'll go up to the painting, and is it too big to be able to lift off the wall?
It is, yeah, absolutely. It would require several people.
Can I go alongside the wall and push it to see what's behind it?
You can. As you move to it, you put your hands on the elaborate, beautiful wood of the frame.
Mm.
And when you do that, you hear a sob from above you.
I'll lower the painting and I'll go upstairs.
No. I mean like...
Oh, like the painting?
From really directly above you.
All right, I'd like to let go of the painting so it just like hits the wall again. And sure. Then I'd like to walk back so I'm facing the painting and put my hands on my hips.
You turn to face the painting and you see that the lip of the woman in the painting begins to quiver. Her face begins to move and contort with fear and terror as she stares down at you. Help! She calls down at you.
Ain't nothing I can do, darling. You're a painting. Well,
she just continues to start screaming and wailing at you. The woman falls to her knees and reaches as if she's trying to reach out to you, but she can't get out of the painting.
Ma'am, calm down. You ain't trapped in there, is you?
Help me, she just whispers.
We're going to need to open a dialogue.
Please.
Nothing in my training manual has prepared me for this.
He's coming.
And who would that be?
You hear footsteps from the entryway. You hear footsteps and the sound of metal dragging along something. It sounds like a sword being drawn.
All right. Everything here is physical. The fireplace. Is there a poker?
Yeah.
All right. I pick up the poker and like just kind of feel the weight in my hand. All right. I'd like to... This is just for defense. I'm not going to try and sword fight the ghost pirate.
Sure.
Can I hear whether or not he's coming from the dining room or the other entrance? So you said there were two entrances to the smoking room, yeah?
No, there's only one entrance to the smoking room.
Damn.
There are, I guess there's like a lot of windows with heavy drapes drawn over them, so mm-hmm. that are theoretical entrances or exits.
Right. Maybe that's the best way to get out of this. All right, I'd like to go over to, because it sounds like he's, how close do I think he is? Do I think he's in the dining room?
You hear him in the dining room now.
All right, I'd like to go over to the window and try and open it.
You pull back the drapes, you immediately see it's not one of those windows.
Damn it.
Not the sort that can open.
Can I smash it with, even with the poker, it's I'm not going to fit.
No, these are big windows.
Okay, can I smash it with the poker?
Yep, you could give it a good wallop. Three successes.
Yeah.
You make a massive hole in the window, big enough for you to fit through.
All right, I'd like to clamber out and roll onto the ground outside.
As you're clambering out, you hear...
Crap.
The footsteps start becoming a run.
Yeah.
And you are just out of the window as you see, standing in the other side in the building now, is a man dressed in like finery, like expensive-looking clothing. For the 1800s.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
He's wearing like a smoking jacket, a button-up shirt, a cravat maybe, some sort of like riding pants with matching boots.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see that in his hand he's holding a cutlass.
Am I like outside looking through the window?
Yeah, you're looking at each other. Let's go to initiative.
All right.
Brown, you get to go first. I rolled a brown dice for you.
Oh, I see.
You get to go first.
All right. I'd like to whisper under my breath. It's the damn termites again. And then I'd like to turn around and run. I'm getting out of here.
All right. You sprint away.
Mm-hmm.
He actually probably doesn't follow you.
Okay.
You get to the
sort of dip?
Yeah, this dip going down. Mm-hmm. You're just gonna
keep going? Yeah. Cannonballs nearly 60. He's not ready to fight a young
One
man.
Step, two step.
Ghost or not.
Three step. Going down the hill. Four step. Five step. Missed the step.
Oh, gee.
Missed another step. Bang, 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 bang.
Crash.
You start falling.
God damn it.
Cannonball, you take 4 points of bashing damage.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
Jesus.
And you are at the bottom of the hill.
I sit up, like maybe rub my face or something, check the damage, just bruises and stuff. Yeah. And then I look up at the other side of the hill. I'll like look back from where I came to see if the pirate is following me.
The house is no longer there.
I just sort of nod to myself. Right. Righto. I reach into my jacket pocket for the spoon.
It's gone.
Makes sense. All right, I'd like to scramble off the other side of the hill.
Well, that's happening.
Oh, man. I think I'm going to lose a lot more than this now. I'm terrified. All right.
You are staring at a manor.
I run.
You hear a wolf howl. When that happens, Harry, you can feel him tense next to you. You can feel his sphincter close shut.
Wolf. All right. You know how to handle a wolf? Yeah, Mr. Shirt.
I didn't get the rifle.
Surely you've been here for so many years, you know something about like how to deal with this. Go up a tree or something.
He looks at you. You can see he's just frozen up completely.
Hey, hello, Mr. Shirt. Yes, ghosts are real. I give him a slap. I'm like, wake up, all right? I don't have a fucking clue how to get through any of this.
You slap him, and it seems like he's come back to himself. We are... Wolfworm follows up a tree. Wolfworm probably attack us, but if the tales say that the wolf is Mary Wolf.
All right. Okay.
If that's, fuck me.
If that's the case, then we're throwing a lot of rules out the window right now. Okay.
How far did we walk? Okay. Firstly, are we far from the car? If we go back now, try to run away from all this.
You are a ways away from the car. We gotta get Mud House, he says, and he points at the mansion. Mud House Mansion, we gotta get inside.
Do you know anything about this fucking mansion?
He starts running.
No, Mr. Fuck's sake. All right, well, I can't do anything, so I have to run after him. So I'm running after him. I'm still trying to calm him down. Like, just stop, words. You just stay a second. We gotta figure out what's going on. And I don't know what else. I'll catch up. I'm sure I'll catch up with him.
Yeah, surely. You catch up.
He's old.
So I feel like I want to grab him again, actually. I want to, like, stop him and be like...
Just... Something's behind you.
Oh, fucking hell. Right. Run! Fucking run! Forget what I said about calming down. Yeah, so I look behind me, though, while I'm running. Because is it clear I can look behind me?
You could if you wanted to. You're not sure how much that's going to slow you down.
No, I think I can do a glance, yeah. All right. I feel like I'm young, so...
You glance behind you, and you can see a wolf, impossibly large, bigger than you think a wolf should be. You're not sure how... Have you ever seen a wolf?
No.
No? Like you don't know how big a wolf should be, but it feels like it's bigger than it, frankly, fucking has any reason to be. It's definitely bigger than... All right, so maybe you don't have a concept for the size of a wolf, but I'm sure Connor has the concept for the size of a lion.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. This feels bigger than what you imagine a lion should be. That's how big this wolf is. Okay. It's massive. It's running on all fours, of course it is, towards you. Harry turns around as you get to the glass front doors. He turns around, glances at you. You see he clocks the wolf. He turns back, kicks as hard as he can.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
The door, like glass shattering, slams open so that you can get inside. Harry steps inside and he gestures for you to come in.
Why are you phrasing this like there's something very wild about to happen? Obviously, I'm running from a wolf and there's
athletic
nothing else.
Athletic dexterity. Oh, athletic stamina.
Wait,
sorry.
Was there anything anywhere else I could have run? Like while I'm running, was there anywhere that was
closer? There's trees all over the place if you want to run, try and climb a tree.
But you're saying this wolf is like a fucking mountain.
It's big.
It's
you
big.
Don't know if you could climb fast enough to two paws and get
well,
you.
Well, I'm just surprised. Thanks for turning around and gesturing at me, Harry. But yeah, all right, so I chase in after him.
What is your athletic stamina?
Oh, man, not great. 0 and 1.
All right, that's a chance die.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Okay. Something heavy hits you from behind and is now on top of you.